Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Well, if you don't get enough of Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert's brand of election coverage, Comedy Central also has a 24/7 politics blog called Indecision Forever. One headline I saw there last night: Newt Gingrich is leaving his campaign, probably for a younger, prettier one. Or a featured tweet from John Fugel saying, if you're sick of all this Rupert Murdoch scandal coverage, allow me to recommend the Fox News Channel. So with us now, Mary Phillips Sandy, editorial producer of Comedy Central's blog, Indecision Forever. Hi, Mary. Welcome to WNYC.
Hi, Brian. Thanks so much for having me.
And your lead story on the blog this morning has been the student loan rates deadline. The rates for new Stafford loans could double to 6.8% if Congress doesn't act. And it's hard to tell this, but the Democrats and Republicans actually agree that this shouldn't happen, right?
That's right.
If they don't disagree, then why do they sound so disagreeable? Here's John Boehner.
We will pay for this by taking money from one of the slush funds into President's health care law.
Slush funds.
Slush funds, yes. And John Boehner, also hilarious on a consistent basis.
Somehow this suddenly has to do with preventive health care for women. Am I getting that right?
That's right. I think in general we have had a really great time with Congress in terms of political comedy recently. Obviously the presidential election is big news, but between the women's health issues, the student loan issues, all of the debates that are happening in Washington, we've had a lot of fodder with folks like Speaker Boehner.
And I guess this is a political calculation on his part. It's a wedge issue of choice: cut student loans or cut a preventive health care fund for women. He called it a slush fund. Boehner sure knows how to slay the ladies, doesn't he?
He does. He does. Well, many, 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 many members of Congress do. I think that's been a hilarious thing for us. I mean, it's obviously a very important political topic, but the focus, the attacks on women, on women's rights, reproductive rights, birth control, using that as a political issue, it reaches levels of absurdity that is very productive for us, if not for the national dialogue.
So your blog, in one of its less funny moments, goes back to all these quotes from Republicans during the health reform debate in 2010, John Kyle, Chuck Grassley, and others, and you reprint their quote saying how great preventive health funds are because they prevent illness and save the taxpayers a lot of money on unnecessary treatments. This was actually Republicans' quotes saying this is the good thing in the Obama health reform law. Why is this the role of a comedy blog to have to point this out to us?
That's a great question. I'm not sure, but there is oftentimes a lot of what we do, it's simply seeing what people have actually said and repeating it back to people, because people in Washington are great at contradicting themselves. They say one thing and then a year later they say another, and you laugh when you look and see what they actually said.
And the student loans, of course, are not just an issue for millennials, it's for their parents as well, who are the borrowers so often.
Right.
And they're a lot more likely to vote Republican based on demographics if they're not alienated by something like this.
Exactly.
And yet they think this is going to be a winning issue.
It's hard to see, from my point of view, how anyone could look at the idea of raising student loan interest rates like that and thinking that it would win them votes. But somehow our leaders in Congress have managed to get to that point mentally.
And after I thought they had just taken a big party-wide black eye over appearing to stand in the way of contraception coverage defined as women's preventive health.
Right.
And they're right back at it.
They are. They just don't quit, which is why we don't quit. And so, hey, it's a win for us.
On the other hand, conservatives will ask, why should my tax dollars subsidize your child's student loans? You could understand the resentment that some people will have, but that's not even the case they're making in Congress.
Right. And that's a perfectly fair question. The whole debate is a fair one. It's just that the rhetoric has become really nonsensical. And I think to the average person looking at it, it's hard to understand how they could be making these arguments seriously on the floor of Congress.
Your blog makes fun of Republicans, let's say a little more than Democrats.
Well, I think that this year, this election year especially, is different from 2008 just because there is only one primary. In 2008, we had the great heated race on the Democratic side, also on the Republican side. We were able to get a lot more fodder for both parties. Right now, we've got an incumbent Democratic president who's not officially running for anything yet. So we've had to focus on the GOP primary a lot more.
Yeah, officially. And you could hear the verbal quotation marks around that. In fact, your blog does take a little swipe at Obama for taking all these trips to colleges this week.
Just accidentally in really important states.
As if they were presidential business and not campaign trips.
Sure.
So you have that in common with Speaker John Boehner.
This week, the president traveled across the country on taxpayers' dime. At a cost of $179,000 an hour, insisting that Congress fix a problem that we were already working on. Frankly, I think this is beneath the dignity of the White House.
So you and John Boehner are tight on that one.
Well, if you say so. Yes, it's true. It's true, though. There's this, I think, perception that somehow President Obama is hard to make fun of. I don't think that that's true. I think that we've seen him do a lot of really funny things. We've seen him wear funny things, say funny things. And as this campaign heats up, he's going to do more stuff like that that we find hilarious, hypocritical, and otherwise worth pointing out.
Mary Phillips Sandy, editorial producer of Comedy Central's blog, Indecision Forever. Do you think there's a subtext to Obama doing a college tour, like going back to an old lover and saying, can't things be the way they were between us in 2008?
Sure. And just like when you actually do that in real life, there's going to be some resistance, I think. People who voted for Obama in 2008 may be feeling a little disappointed right now. I think there's not going to be that whole storyline about how he is worshipped and revered by young people the way we saw in 2008 in the primary and then in the general.
And your blog did make fun of Joe Biden as well on his own college trip this week, speaking at NYU yesterday, where he did not forget to bring his gaff generator.
And to sustain the broad international coalition we've built, now is the time to heed the timeless advice from Teddy Roosevelt, speak softly and carry a big stick, end of quote. I promise you, the president has a big stick. I promise you.
Did he mean to be a little suggestive there?
You know, I think Joe Biden knows that he is a rich font of what we call gaffes. I think he's in on the joke sometimes. Obviously, sometimes he isn't, but God bless Joe Biden. He is a nonstop laugh machine. Sometimes, I think, intentionally. I think he might have known what he was doing there. But
I saw you online Tuesday night on BuzzFeed doing live primary night coverage. What would you say the headline was from these Northeast primaries that nobody bothered to notice?
Well, I think everyone knew what was happening. I don't think that it was a very exciting night, and we discussed this with BuzzFeed. We did call the night Unsuper Tuesday. It was incredibly predictable. Everything happened exactly the way we thought it would. Maybe the only interesting thing was to see what Newt Gingrich was going to do, how he was going to play his losses that he was certainly going to get. And of course, in typical Newt fashion, he decided to drop out, but to do it a week later so he gets a whole extra week of media coverage in there, which is a very Newt-like thing to do.
Do you miss Newt already in the comedy business?
I do. And we're gonna get every last drop we can out of him for the next few days.
Rick Santorum dropped out when he did so that he wouldn't get humiliated by losing his home state of Pennsylvania.
Right.
But he lost his home state of Pennsylvania on Tuesday. Does the humiliation really not count now?
I think when you talk about Rick Santorum and humiliation, I think it goes so far beyond Pennsylvania that it's almost negligible at this point. There have been he really rose to the top of this campaign, and with that came a lot of opportunities for folks like us to poke fun at him. He, again, was a really rich source of political humor.
Is Romney a challenge for Comedy Central because people like Newt Gingrich and Herman Cain and Santorum are just inherently easier to make fun of?
Well, they're more colorful. They're much more lively, I guess, if you want to put it that way. But I don't think we're going to have trouble with Romney. And I don't think either that it's just going to be about Romney. It'll be about his vice president, his sons, his campaign advisors, his big money donors, his backers, all of these people that surround a campaign and oftentimes end up saying and doing things that are pretty funny.
Why does Comedy Central maintain a politics blog? Is it because Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert can't work 24 hours a day?
No, of course not. No. Comedy Central's indecision is part of a really long history at the network of doing political comedy that actually goes back to the early 90s. And we moved online in 2007 in the run-up to the 2008 election because online is where a lot of people go to get their news, their entertainment. And we had the resources and the ability to do that. And we thought it would be fun, frankly.
And it is fun. And your blog does include some Daily Show and Colbert Report clips.
We do.
For example, up there last night was a Colbert spot on how the left and the right can't agree on anything. Here's a short excerpt.
If there's one thing we can all agree on, it's that half of us won't agree on even that. Liberals and conservatives don't see eye to eye on anything. If Fox News says that water is a liquid, the New York Times will do three columns on how hydrogen is a gas and oxygen is openly gay. I mean, neither side wants to give an inch, especially since the lefties are still trying to move us to the metric system.
And that goes on for another 4.5 minutes.
4.5 wonderful minutes, yes.
How do you decide which clips to put on?
I pick the ones that I like. That's really all it is. I mean, every night there's so much great stuff on those shows. It's always pretty easy to find something that we think we'll like and that our readers will like.
That's why it's a good thing to have a job as editor. Why do you do something? Because this is what I like.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you feel when people say, I get most of my political news from Comedy Central? Does it make you proud or does it make you fear for the future of our country?
I would say somewhere in between that. I'm very proud that people turn to Comedy Central for news and entertainment. We put out really great, smart material that I think people can get information from. There's nothing wrong with that. But I do think there's been some failures on the part of real news media. You look at the line between what we do and what a real news network does, and you'll see the same photo gallery of politicians making funny faces. I kind of feel like if you have a staff of investigative reporters, you should maybe be doing something better with your time. I don't have investigative reporters. I have bloggers. Let us make the jokes. You guys go out and tell us, you know, where that money really went, because I can't do that.
Hint, hint.
Yeah.
I have a spy who told me you're actually a Republican from Maine. Is that right?
That is correct. And I think I know who your spy is. But yes, that is absolutely correct.
So will you run to succeed Olympia Snow? Because I think Republican women from Maine are the only people trying to prevent another civil war in this country.
Well, we are trying not to be an endangered species. The intelligent Republican women of Maine, there are still some of us, New England really in general, and all across the country. But certainly Olympia's dropping out was a big surprise to me. I thought she would have been able to win another term, and I'm sad to see her go.
How'd you get into news and satire? Did your parents sit around the dinner table and make jokes at politicians' expense?
Yes. Actually,
really?
that yes. And coming from Maine, there's a lot of political discourse there. There's a great tradition. Everyone is very engaged. We have one of the highest voter turnout rates in the nation. So politics is a big part of life. And I grew up with it. My parents always, we'd watch the evening news. We'd talk about what was happening and we'd try to make each other laugh.
Do you have to watch yourself on the Indecision blog so that you maintain a tone of real satire rather than just joke telling? You know, The Daily Show and Colbert Report are so important because they don't just do a Jay Leno kind of simple topical stand-up, but it's actually making a statement through humor.
Well, we're not trying to enforce any sort of agenda. We're not trying to accomplish anything beyond entertaining and informing. But I think we do try to be smart in what we do. We certainly don't want to devolve into dumb humor or what I call the waka waka jokes that are just silly for the sake of being silly, because that doesn't really add anything. And there's so much out there now, online, social media. People can get their news and entertainment from pretty much anywhere. So we really need to try to be a little bit smarter than the average bear.
We've got a minute left. What do you have coming up during this election season?
Well, we're going to be at the conventions this year, which is very exciting. We'll be at both Tampa and Charlotte later this summer. Of course, we're going to be very excited for the general election debates, and I personally am pretty excited about the Veep stakes. I've got some ideas, but I'll save them for the blog.
All right. Well, maybe you'll do a live spot with us from the conventions. That might be fun.
That would be super fun.
And tell us again the address. How can people go to the Indecision Forever blog?
It's easy. Just go to indecision.cc.com and follow @indecision on Twitter.
Mary Phillips Sandy, editorial producer of Comedy Central's politics blog, Indecision Forever. It's been fun. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Brian.